God for this opportunity to come to church. And we thank you for the mercy that rewrote our lives. We thank you for this amazing grace that saved people like us. God bless you. We're happy to come to church because God goes to church. And because God is in our hearts, we come to church to worship Him. That's what He created us for. So that we worship Him. God is an object of worship. He can't worship Himself. But His people worship Him. So we have right to worship Him. God bless you. I want to thank our pastor for giving me the opportunity to come here. And he has taken good care of me. Put me in a good hotel to sleep. It's too much for me. But thank you very much, my brother. Thank you, my friends, and thank you, everybody. Brother Burutu family, send greetings to you. We spoke yesterday, and he asked me to create a church. So I bring greetings to you from Accra, Ghana. My family, Muriango, and the church back there. We're happy to be part of the family of God. Let us read this morning from the first book of the Bible, Genesis. Genesis chapter 5. Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for another opportunity that you've given unto us, even to see this day, even to come to church, even to stand behind the desk, even to speak your word, even to hear your word, even to be together. Thank you for this opportunity, even to open this book again. This Bible, one day we have been taught it will be opened the last time and it will be read the last time. We'll come to church the last time. Lord, but while we have this opportunity, we want to thank you. And we ask you to bless the portion we read. And Lord, may you step us aside and minister to our needs. We love you and our desire is to serve you better. Be with us, Father. And whatever your people are gathered this morning, amen, we pray that you be with them. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. We read from Genesis chapter 5. And also we try to read from Hebrews chapter 11. Genesis 5. This is the book of the generations of
Adam.
In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam in the day when they were created.
Wakavasika murume nemukadzi. Akavarupafadza, akavatumidza zita rinonzi munhu, musi wawakasikwa, Adam.
And Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness after his image and called his name Seth.
Adam wakagara makore 130, akabereka mwanakomana wakafanana naye, wakamutodza, akamutumidza zita rinonzi Seth.
And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years, and he begot sons and daughters.
Mazuva Adam shure kokuberekwa kwaSeti akanga ari makore ana mazama masere akabereka vanakomana navanasikana.
And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died.
Mazuva ose upenyu wa Adam akanga ari makore 930 akafa.
All right, let's come to verse 21 of the same chapter 5.
Okay, verse 21 of chapter 5.
And Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah.
Enoch wakagara makore 65 akabereka Methuselah.
And Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah 300 years and begot sons and daughters.
Shure kwakubereka kwa Methuselah, Enoch wakafamba namwari makore 300 akabereka vanakomana na vanasikana.
And all the days of Enoch were 365 years.
Mazuva ose a Enoch akanga ari 365 makore.
And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him.
Enoch akafamba namwari akasazovapo nokuti mwari vakamutora.
May God bless the reading of his word.
Ishe varopafadze kuverengwa kweshoko ravo.
Let's quickly read something from Hebrews chapter 11.
Regai tiverenge gwaro nekukurumidza kuna Hebrews 11
verse 5.
Verse 5.
By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death. And was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God.
Nekutenda Enoki wakabvutwa kuti arege kuona rufu akasaonekwa. Nekuti Mwari wakanga wamutora. Nekuti asati atorwa wakapupurirwa kuti wakanga achifadza Mwari.
May the Lord bless the reading of his word.
Shall we
please be seated?
Thank
you. God bless you, church. Say to somebody, God bless you.
Say to somebody,
God bless you. But Abraham said that is the greatest thing you can say to anybody is God bless you.
Amen.
So we believe the prophet. And we believe what he said. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because we know he was God's mouthpiece. The word of the Lord came to the prophet.
Amen.
And we thank God for grace that came to us to receive a prophet, to receive his message, and it's a blessing to us. It's a deliverance to us. It's a jubilee for us. Because we have received the gift of God. So we have a jubilee. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So we thank God for his word. And just the time we had, I want us to encourage ourselves on breaking the cycle. Breaking the cycle by faith. For the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And I just like to emphasize what the Bible says. He said it is impossible.
And as you connect,
and it means it is impossible. That there is no way to please God. No matter what you do. No matter what you offer. No matter what you do. Without faith. You cannot please God. But the Bible says, he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Amen.
Amen.
Without faith, you cannot please God. Without faith, you live in darkness. Without faith, you cannot get one prayer answered. Amen.
Amen.
And the Bible tells us, our fathers had good report by faith. The old chapter of Hebrews 11.
Chapter ese ya bukura wa Hebrew
speaks about the heroes of faith.
Iri kutaura pamusoro pemagamba ekutenda.
Amen. And today,
nasi,
There are still heroes of faith.
Pachine magamba ekutenda nasi.
There are still heroes today.
Achiripo magamba nasi.
There are still people today.
Pachine vanhu nasi.
That believe in God.
Vanotenda muna Mwari.
That God is doing great things in their life.
Kuti Mwari ari kuita zvinhu zvikuru muupenyu hwavo.
Because faith is a revelation.
Nekuti kutenda chizaruro.
Amen.
Amen.
And revelation stimulates.
Zvino chizaruro chinotekenyedza.
And revelation quickens.
Chinopa upenyu.
Amen. And revelation gives authority.
Zvinopa kutonga simba.
Over the devil.
Pamusoro padiabori.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Breaking the cycle.
Kuputsa cycle.
By faith.
Nekutenda.
And when you talk about a cycle, it is a cause or a series of events or operations that reoccur regularly. And it reoccur regularly and it leads back to the starting point.
Again.
Series of events. Things that keep happening. And it keep happening. And you go. And you come back to the same point again. It's a cycle. Amen. Just like we see the sun rise from the east. And it sets in the west. It has been that way. The cycle of the sun.
Just
move from east to west. It's
over
the same route. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The prophet said,
prophet Anot,
in at every 7 years, there is a cycle of change in the life of a man. It's a cycle. And it just happens. It just continues. Just like women have cycles in their lives. Every 28 days, it's a cycle. So things that happen, it reoccurs regularly. It just keeps happening. Just like God gave the children of Israel the year of Jubilee, the year of release, every seven years, let the slaves go free. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So it just happened and keep on happening. A cycle, series of events. We have rainy seasons and dry seasons, winters and summer, and this and that. So you know when it starts, you know where it's going to end. But we're speaking this morning of breaking the cycle. There might be things happening around us. There might be things in our families. There might be things around us. Abnormal things. That we can break the cycles. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 You must be a cycle breaker.
Somebody
must break the cycle. The cycle of failure. The cycle of failure. The cycle of defeat. The cycle of oppression and depression. The cycle must be broken. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The book of Hebrews 11,
speak
about cycle breakers. Men and women that broke the cycles, and you can be one of them, to break the cycle. Hallelujah. That's what we are here for.
Those are dying upon.
That's what we have been born for.
Those are dying upon.
That's what the word of God has come for.
Those are
to break the cycle.
To meet us in this.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
It does not matter.
As an ambassador.
Who has died?
Or
who died? Or who suffered that? Or who failed? Or who didn't do that? It is not you. You can break the cycle. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You remember Brother Brown told us? That the cycle of revival and death never fails. He said, every age is the same. In the history of
Israel,
in the days of the judges, it was one revival, then there is death, then another
come,
then another come. But Brother Abraham told us, this last day message, this word that has been given to us, this one cannot be denominated. This is the age of breaking the cycle. This bride will break the cycle. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what the message is for. To make us to know who we are. And when you come to know who you are, you will break the cycle. That's what the Bible says. Out of weakness, they became strong. And they tend to fight the armies of the aliens. They were being chased. They were being overcome by their enemies. They were being pursued by their enemies. Then they came to themselves. And they came to themselves. And they came to themselves. And they stopped. And they stopped. And they faced the enemy. And they put the enemy to flight. Somebody must break the cycle today. Somebody must break the cycle today. Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So the Bible tells us, this is the book of the generation of
Adam.
In the day God created man, in the likeness of God made he
him,
male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam, in the day when they were created. So God created male and female. It was not male and male. It was not female and female. God's order of marriage is male and female. Anything that is against this Bible is of the devil. I don't care who proclaims it. I don't care who does this. When the word of God condemns it, we will condemn it.
Let's see what it knows it took.
Amen.
Amen.
Let Pope say he don't see anything wrong with it. Let President Obama say he don't see anything wrong with it. Let anybody say they don't see anything wrong with it. When God said it is wrong, it is wrong. He is the creator. He created man. He gave the order to man. He knew the use of a man and the use of a woman. He created man and woman. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We stand with the word of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so Brother Abraham told us, when God created
Adam,
he was amateur God.
Anga ari kamari kadiki.
God made Adam God.
Mwari wakaita Adam kuti ave mwari mudiki.
Adam was the God of the earth.
Adam ndiangari mwari wepano panyika.
He was the son of God.
Angari manakomana wa Mwari.
He had power before God.
Angari ne simba pamberi
pa Mwari. He had authority.
Angari ne simba ra
Mwari. He was given dominion.
Angapuwa kutonga.
He was made to rule.
Akanzi atonge.
He was made to be superior.
Akanzi ave pamusoro.
He was made to control nature.
Akanzi atonge zvisikwa.
That was Adam.
Ndi Adam uyu.
And the prophet said,
prophet anoti,
Adam.
Adam.
And he look at that tree. And he said, just move. Move from here, move to that. He was a son of God. And the prophet said, when God created everything, heaven and earth, everything that God created, God did not give name to anything. It was his partner. Adam was his partner.
But Adam ndiye angari partner ya Mwari.
God created.
Mwari vakasika.
And Adam named.
Adam ndiye akapa mazita.
Maybe one day Adam was just there.
Pamwe rimwe zuva Adam angango
ripo. And then God brought something jumping up and down, jumping up and down.
Mwari vakaona setuka setuka setuka.
God said, but what will you call this?
Mwari vatiko ichi uchatiti ichi.
Adam look at it.
Adam uchitarisa.
He said, that's rabbit.
Katsura.
I call it rabbit.
Look at the katsura.
And God said, you got it right.
Marofati wakona.
The thought of God
Fungwa Zamari
was expressed.
Zairatiza.
Was coming through Adam.
Adam.
He was a channel.
Angari muweza.
The mind of God
Fungwa Zamari
was in Adam.
Zangazirimu na Adam.
Anything that Adam said,
Chesedazana na Adam.
God said, amen.
Marivaita, amen.
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 Anything he said,
Jesus died, our
God said amen.
Mary, amen.
When you hear elephant,
by the way, elephant,
it was Adam that named it.
The Adam agapa stare kuti nzou.
Everything that God created,
Jesus akasikwa na Mwari.
What a partnership. What a relationship. That he was so much in touch with God. He was connected to the head. That the Father was speaking through him. God was speaking through him. And that's what the Bible says. Let this mind, which was in Christ, be in you. The prophet said, we can stay so close to God, so connected with God, until his thoughts will be expressed through us, until we see through his eyes. He will speak through our lips, see through our eyes, our actions, our lives will be God being expressed. That is you. That is you. Can stay that close to God. Until when you open your mouth to speak, God will be speaking through you. Until your action will be God. Until your action will be God. May God help us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's where God wants us to be. That's where he wants us to be.
Those are not out of
not tomorrow.
Kwete mangwana.
Nah. The prophet said, don't push us to tomorrow.
Bible not. I could have
in the millennium.
Can I
to we are going to have this.
At just one is.
We are going to have this.
At just one is.
He said, nah.
And yes, you know.
You nah. Don't need divine healing in the millennium.
At the good part of the millennium.
You don't need it there. You need it here.
You don't have to put one hand.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't let the devil push it on.
I gonna see a Satan at you to hand this to Mangwana.
No.
Bete.
I want to start it here.
Now tanga nasi.
I want to start it here now. Now
tanga nasi pano.
I want to benefit from my redemption. Because the redemption price has been paid. And everything that Jesus died for, I have a right to possess it. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Adam.
He controls nature.
I tonga
he had everything under his control.
Zose zazuri paspake.
The animals under his control.
Muka zose aizi tonga.
Everything obeyed him.
Zose zaimuterera.
He was the son of God.
Angari mwana komana
wa Mwari. He was a mature God.
Angari mwari mudiki.
He was the God of the earth.
Angari mwari wepanyika.
He was superior.
Angari neukutongi.
And the prophet said,
Prophet Anot,
God fortified them behind the way.
Mwari vakamusimbisa ari seri kweshoko.
Your protection.
Kuchengetedzwa kwako.
Security.
Kuchengetedzeka kwako.
Everything is behind the way.
Zvose zviri seri kweshoko.
Your peace.
Rugare
wako. Everything is behind the way. The best thing that God could give.
Chinhu chakanakisa chakapuwa na
Mwari. Was the word.
Chishoko.
And the best that God has today.
Chakanakisa chinamwa chakapuwa na Mwari.
Is the word.
Chishoko.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There was no sickness in the garden.
Panga basina urwere mubindu reiden.
There was no headache.
Panga musina kutemwa nemusoro.
Nothing. No evil there.
Pamusina chiri.
No pain.
Pamusina kurwadzwa.
No backache.
Pamusina kurwadzwa nemusana.
No stomachache.
Pamusina kurwadzwa nemudumbu.
No sin there.
Pamusina chiri.
No suspicions there.
Pamusina kufungirana.
Oh, it was peace.
Rugare.
It was perfect peace.
Rugare.
It was full of life. But one day, something happened. They disobeyed the word. And the cycle of eternity was broken.
No, upenyu usingaperi wakadimurwa.
And fear came in. And suspicions came in. And sickness came in. And it affected all creation. Because the head has fallen. May God help us. As husbands. To stay in touch with God. Because you are the head of the family. May God help us to stay in contact with our Father. When the head fell, the church fell. It affected your creation. And maybe one day, goat was walking and he spotted lion. He ran away. It brought suspicions. This one was suspicious. This one was suspicious. This one began to... I'm afraid of this man. And I'm afraid of that one. And the animals were afraid. And everything changed. That peaceful garden. Everything changed over there. It brought fear. It brought hatred. It brought malice. It brought sickness. Oh God, have mercy. The prophet said, the holy image of God left them. And they were possessed with the life of the devil. And they became suspicious. They began to accuse one another. The man could not stand for his wife again. God said what? He said this woman did it. And this one said this one did it. Because the only image of God has departed from them. Brother Branham said, the first
Adam
took life and turned it to death. And so the Bible said, Adam lived
Adam akararama
so many years.
Makora
he had children.
Akaitavana.
He had this.
Akaita
he had property.
Akaita
he had this and that. And
Akaita.
He was successful here.
Akabudira
he was
abo.
Successful there.
Akabudira
he did this and he did
Akaita
that.
Icho.
And he died.
Ah, si akazofa.
And he died.
Akafa.
And when you read chapter 5, it talks about sex.
And he did this. And he did that. And he had children. And he died. And you create the next character. And he did this. And he did that. And he did that. And he died. So death upon death. Sickness upon sickness. Oh, and he died. And he died. And everybody was dying. But praise God. But praise God. But praise God. There came another boy. Enoch. Descending from Adam.
What you know about Adam?
Enoch.
Enoch.
Descending from Adam.
What you know about Adam?
When he came to the death of Enoch. Even though Adam died. Even though Seth died. Even though Mahali died. Even though Jared died. Even though his great great died. Even though many believers died. Even though this death and that died. When he came to
Enoch.
He broke the cycle. He broke the cycle. He changed it. You can be an Enoch today. That's what Brother Branham said. This seventh church age. This last church age. This is the Enoch group. This is the Enoch group. This is the Enoch group. This age. We are going to be changed. There are many of us here. There are people here. That will be changed. There are many of us here. That will not die. We will be changed. We have a change of body. Because this is the seventh age. From Adam. The seventh church age.
Can I get you seven?
Enoch. He broke the cycle alone.
Akamisa Rufu.
But today,
nothing.
In this age,
which is our chino,
it's not one man.
It's
not one woman.
You
will break as a group.
You
will break it as a group.
The
pride is going. Oh, breaking the cycle. You can break the cycle.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible said,
Bible, not.
Enoch walked with God.
Enoch, agafamba na Mwari.
And he was not seen.
Anakuzoonekwa.
They didn't even know what happened to the man. They didn't know what happened to him. They didn't see the man.
Anakuzombomuona.
He just walked with God.
Anakuzoonekwa na Mwari.
And he pleased God so much.
Agafaza Mwari zakanyanyisa.
Until God said, the Bible said, he just went strolling. Afternoon stroll, just walking. Just meditating upon the
Word.
How much, God, I love you so much. I thank you so much for grace upon my life. I appreciate the work you have done for me. And as you continue to just praising God, just strolling, when he took his feet, he stayed in the air. He took another one. He took another one. He took another one. And he walked to glory.
So the Afamba kwenda mukubwinya.
He walked to glory. It never happened to anybody. It never happened to anybody before
Enoch.
But God did it. It happened to
Enoch.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He broke the cycle. By faith. Brothers and sisters. You can break this cycle. Enoch walked with God. And the Bible said.
Bible not.
When Paul came to write.
Paul
told us what happened. That man was translated. God took him away. Because he had a testimony. That he pleased God. What's your testimony today? What is your testimony today? What is your testimony today? Remember, the life that you are living is your testimony. What's your testimony?
Chapupu chako ndechipi?
Enoch had this testimony.
Enoch
that he pleased God.
Kuti akafadza
Mwari. He worked with God.
Akafamba naMwari.
As a husband.
Semurume.
He pleased God.
Akafadza Mwari.
As a believer.
Semutendi.
He pleased God.
Akafadza Mwari.
In his neighborhood.
Munharaunda yake.
In his place of work.
Kubasa kwake.
In his marriage life.
Muupenyu wake mumuchato wake.
In his school life.
Muupenyu wekuchikoro.
In his business life.
Business rake.
In his office.
Muofisi make.
In the market.
Kumarket.
He had a testimony.
Akava nechapupu.
That he pleased God.
Zvekuti akafadza Mwari.
You must have a testimony.
Unofanira kuva nechapupu.
The trials
Miezo.
And the challenges
Nezi,
that come to you
kwa uri.
Is for you to have a testimony.
Kuti uve nechapupu.
I want to say this to you, church. I want to say this to you, brothers and sisters. The people that we call unbelievers. I want to say to you, they know the way a Christian is supposed to live.
Amen.
They know the life a Christian is supposed to live.
I want to say to you, Christian, Amen.
They know what you are supposed to do.
Vanto zazo vari kutarisira kwauri.
As you call yourself a Christian.
Iwe uchizviti ndiri muKristo.
They know it.
Vanto ziya.
Because Enoch's testimony was in their midst.
Nekuti vakanga vaine chapupu cha Enoch pakati pavo.
They saw his life.
Vakaona upenyu hwake.
They bear record.
Vakatopupura.
They testify.
Vakatopupura.
That this man.
Kuti munhu uyu.
Is a believer.
Mutendi uyu.
He fear God.
Anotya Mwari. Amen.
Amen. All right. What about that woman that had a drunken husband? The drunkards
knew.
When the drunkards went to their own church, their own fellowship, they were fellowshipping around a beer bottle. And they sat down there, and they begin to speak, and they said, there is no true Christian.
Say,
all those Christians are hypocrites. Because they do the same thing that we do.
On
Sunday, they take their Bible to go to church. They smoke. They drink. They beat their wives. They abuse their husbands. I hope the drunkards are not speaking about you
today.
Amen. I hope they are not speaking about you. Because they know. This is these people that call themselves Christians. They are stumbling blocks. They know the life. They know what it means to be a Christian. And one drunkard said, I know one Christian. You know what? He said, yes, I know one Christian. From where?
Where?
He said, in my own house.
Mumba mangu inini.
In my house.
Mumba mangu.
There is a Christian there.
Name Christo Ariko.
He said, who is that?
He said,
that is my wife.
Mutsi mai wangu ini.
God will always have a witness.
Marivano garawai ne chapupu.
God will always have a witness. Somebody will speak for God. Oh,
it's
God.
Mwari.
And somebody will speak for him. He said, my wife is a Christian. This is a testimony of a drunkard. He doesn't go to church with that woman. You live your Christian life outside. In your house. in your neighborhood, in your office, in the market, what life do you live
in?
In the face of aggression,
in the face of
abuse,
in the
face of laughter, in the face of disgrace, in the face of humiliation, what life do you live? That man said, my wife is a Christian. He said, let us go and test our woman. Let us pretend like we are drunk. We are not drunk today, but we are pretending. Let's take some beer and rub it over our heads. Let's go. And let us act drunk. But we are not drunk today. We want to prove something. Let's go.
Andy.
And this sister didn't know they were coming to test her. She didn't know they were coming to test her. Just like Job didn't know he was coming to be tested. Her own husband, this woman's husband, has called for a test to prove the quality of the wife that he has. To show to the drunkards the quality of a wife, the quality of a Christian, that this, there are true Christians. Not church goers, but true Christians. He said, let us go. And God is not afraid to put any child of his to test. God can allow you to be tested. God can send the whole church against you. God can send the devil loose against you. Because he has confidence in you. Because he knows you will stand the test.
Amen.
And they just come, let's go. And they come to their house. Like I said to people, drunkards are drunkards. Whether it's a Chinese man, whether it's a tall man, whether it's a short man, whether it's a fast man, when alcohol enter the body, it's no more controlled by his size.
It's
no more controlled by his height.
It's
controlled by that alcohol. It's controlled by that spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And no matter where they are, whether it's a Chinese drunkard, African drunkard, American drunkard, Eskimo drunkard, they act the same.
Chitakwa.
When they are drunk, they walk the same. Their face look the same. What that drink does in one man, it does the same in another man. And what the Holy Ghost does in one man, it does the same in everybody.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What the Holy Ghost does in one man, he does the same in everybody that has the same Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Are you following that? There's one Holy Ghost. And when you have the Holy Ghost, and I have the Holy Ghost, Brother Branham said, the Holy Ghost cannot behave in one man and misbehave in another one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You must judge your life by the word. Don't judge the word by yourself. Judge your life by the word. Because that is the standard.
Not
here. Let us go now.
To enda. Andi.
And they just come to the house.
Bakasika kumba.
Just acting drunk.
Bachitonge bakadakwa.
Can you prepare something for us?
Iwe ndo chatanga iwe.
It told his wife. Can you prepare some?
Madigadzirere chikafu.
Omelet or
magadzirere mazai.
Glory!
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
You said, brother.
Ama.
Did you drink before? Did you get drunk before? Oh, yes, I did. Thanks to Calvary. Thanks to Calvary. Thanks to Calvary. He set me free. He delivered me. He can deliver anybody. He can lose anybody. This cycle can be broken. This cycle can be broken. But whosoever the Son shall set free shall be free indeed.
Amen.
Jesus is alive.
Jesus mupenyu.
The word of God is powerful.
Shokora marine simba.
The word delivers.
Shokora no tikinura.
The word sets free.
Shokora no sunungura.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the sister said, "You can't be seated.
Azikanzi nemidzimai garai enyu pasi.
You are my guest. You are welcome. Will you have the patience to welcome drunkards?
Ucha kwanza kutsungirira here kushanda nezvidhakwa.
Or when you see it, say, what kind of husband Christ is this? She was a believer. She believed in God. She trusted in God. She made the decision to marry that man. And she was ready to save that man, even though he was a drunkard. Your light shines better in the darkness.
Shiedza chako chinopenya zviri nani murima.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he brought the egg. Whatever she made.
Chero zvakagadzira.
And he gave it to them.
Ndoba ava apa vainzi vake zvidhakwa.
You know I don't like my egg.
Iwe unonyatsoziva kuti handidi zai rakabikwa nemhando iyi. Ndoba ari krasa.
Shame unto you.
Ah, unonyatsisa iwe mukadzi.
What can I? Every day, old Bible. You don't even learn how to cook. Every day, Bible.
Nungo tiza Bible zvanezvo. Asa udzidze kugona kubika zvakanaka.
She was being tested.
Anga ari kuyedzwa.
They might have said a lot of things.
Vachataura zvakawanda.
They might have done a lot of things.
Vamwe vakaita zvinhu zvakawanda.
They might have said a lot of things.
Vamwe vakataura zvakawanda.
Make fun of her. Making fun of her. Laughing at her. Do all kinds of things. She had a testimony.
As Ivan Chapupu.
And why they were doing that? She said, "I'm sorry. I will prepare something
else."
I'm sorry. Listen. You don't have to be wrong always to say sorry. Sometimes when you are right, you can still say sorry.
I'm sorry.
Because real character humility
says.
Brother Branham said, the zeal of this day. The thing that God is looking for.
The thing
to say. I am sorry. Brother, I am sorry. Sister, I am sorry. My wife, I am sorry. My husband, I am sorry. My brother, I am sorry. You don't always have to be wrong. But sometimes when you are right. Sometimes you are right. But real character. You don't need to judge. Justify yourself. You don't need to justify yourself. You only need God to stand by your side. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This cycle must be broken. You should not be too proud. You should not be too proud. You should be humble.
Hey. Hey, hallelujah.
No, he's the one that is wrong. He did it first. He spoke against me first.
He didn't greet me.
He didn't greet me. She didn't greet me. She did that. My husband did this. My wife did that. So what? So what?
Saka.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it's amazing sometimes the way people can remember things that people have done against them. 10 years ago, 25 years ago,
25 years,
40 years ago,
40 years,
and I can remember everything. The dress he was wearing, the suit collar, the dress he was wearing, where she was standing, who was there, the expression on her face, I can remember all. So what? So when they ask you, you can remember 10 years ago what wrong somebody did to you. Can't you remember any good thing that has been done for you? Can't you remember any good thing that has been done for you? When you can remember 10 years ago, if I asked you last Wednesday, 2 weeks ago, what sermon was preached here? What scripture was read? What was preached? You want me to point you and ask you now? You want me to call you to stand up and ask you 2 weeks ago what was preached? Two weeks ago. What was preached? What was the dress of the pastor or the minister? What was the car he was pulling? You will begin to scratch your head. But you can remember 10 years ago what somebody said against you. What somebody did against you. You should be ashamed of yourself. And you should repent. And break the cycle of unforgiveness. Break the cycle of pride. Break the cycle of wickedness. Break the cycle of malice. Break the cycle of envy. Break the cycle of jealousy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Breaking the cycle.
Kutimbura kwende ramberi.
Adam took life.
Adam
and sent it to death. He lost his fellowship. He lost his inheritance. He lost everything that God gave him. Because of disobedience to the word of God. And when you are disobedient to the word of God, you lose everything. You lose your inheritance. You lose your peace. Everything you lose it when you disobey the word. May God give us grace to obey the word. Repent and obey the word. Break the cycle.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey, you can break the cycle. Amen. That woman, I'll make something else for you.
And God raised me so good.
What if your husband come home?
You
fry egg.
Fry
and before he came with his friends, and he tasted the egg,
it's
too much salt.
I was
and His friends begin to laugh.
Shamari Zemurumago Zuma Taseka.
I tell you, war has declared. War.
Panenge Pato Tanga Hondo.
It's a declaration of war.
Baton Zingatito Pindaipa Hondo.
You said this before your friends that I can fry egg? Is that the first time I fry egg to you? And you say you disgrace me like this? I'm telling you, you will need peacekeepers to foreigners to come.
That's all right. Pano Todiwa, Bamwe Wanu, Mano Yawzo, Nyara, Zabo Poto, Nengiramu.
Because war has been declared.
Neguti Pato Tanga Wondo.
But this woman had a testimony. She was a Christian.
Angari Mkristo.
Enoch had a testimony.
Enoch,
he walked with God. Brother Branham said, whatever God told Enoch to do, he
did.
He obeyed the word. He didn't care what anybody was doing. He only cared for what God said. Oh, God give us grace. Sometimes we look at people. We look at this one. We look at that one. And as long as you look at this one, and that one, you will be a failure. This one did that, and this one did that, and this one. No, you don't need that. Look to Jesus. The prophet said, the devil will always point you to the one that is not making it. But he doesn't point you to the one that is making it. Hey, Satan, don't think everybody here is a hypocrite. You are the hypocrite.
Even
you
are Satan.
Oh, yes, sir. We are Christians. We are believers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And those men.
Varuma.
They left the house
Bakabuda Mumbaum
as believers.
Baba tendi, batende uka.
What is your testimony?
Chapupu chagon de chipi we.
Enoch had a testimony.
Enoch Ivan Chapupu.
He broke the cycle of death.
Akatimbura muesa werufu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Church.
Kereke.
You can break the cycle.
Unokwanza kumisa nekutimbura muesa.
God spoke to the Son. God spoke to the Son from the east to the west, from the east to the west. The cycle of the Son. One man called Joshua.
He stopped it. I got Joshua.
Stop it. Joshua broke the cycle.
Joshua, I can miss some ways.
Joshua, stop the sign.
I can miss some kupamba ways.
Brothers and sisters, you can break the cycle.
No one's a good imbramu ways. I will with him.
Who did that before Joshua?
Then I can
Joshua. Where did Joshua read it from?
Joshua, I can swear in Gapai.
Where did he read that from?
I can swear in Gashinoko.
Where did he saw that from?
I can swear in Gubu.
Who did it before Joshua? Nobody did it.
Apana mna ngapu.
But Joshua did it.
I see Joshua, I can stand in
Joshua, stop the cycle.
I can miss Joshua.
Oh, you broke the cycle.
I can miss some ways. Where is
Joshua? I say you can break the cycle.
Unoga taku miss some ways. Where is
Joshua? Today I believe.
Iwe wano tena.
All things are possible.
Unoga zino kwani sika.
Glory.
Amen.
Joshua was fighting.
Joshua angari muhondo
with the enemy.
Nemu wengi.
The Amalekites.
God
told Joshua.
Baraka Joshua.
No man shall be able to stand before you.
Apana muna jamira pamberi pako.
All the days of your life.
Masose upenyu wako.
As I was with Moses.
Says andaye na Moses.
I will be with you.
Ichawe newe.
I will not fail you.
Andimbo vanaka kukundika iwe.
God said to man, Joshua, I will not fail you. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. And Jesus said, I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. Oh, Church of the Living God. Jesus said, I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. I am with you all the days of your life. You can break the cycle.
Amen.
When Joshua was fighting,
Joshua ari kurwa.
He came to a point.
Akasvika panguva.
The sun was going down. He was just in hurry. I must finish this work. I must finish my task. Whatever means. I must finish it. And the sun was running. Sun was going against him. And the sun was setting. And it was getting dark. As if it gets dark. These people will go and hide. I don't want anybody to escape. My commission is to destroy them. My commission is to kill them all. My commission is to finish the work. It is my joy. It is my pleasure to do my Father's will. Breaking the cycle. And as he was fighting, and he saw the sun. And under the inspiration of God, knowing that God gave the commission, God gave the order, and he knew who he was. He was under a commission. He looked at the sun. He didn't reach with it. He never tried to imagine it. Because this is the sun that God commanded. Since creation, and God said, let there be light, and there was light, and he set this sun up there to control the day, and the moon to control the night. For years and years and years and years. Wow.
Hey.
Think about that.
Imbozifunga.
And the sun,
Zuba.
Since it was ordered by God,
and
blessed there, has followed that routine. Every day, a cycle. Year upon year, day upon day, day upon day, day upon day. One day, a man of life passing, a human being, a believer like you, a man like you, a man like you, a man by the name of Joshua, he stood there. I don't care how long you have been there. I don't care what you have done. I appreciate that all. But now, I am in need of light. And you look at it. Will you stop where you are? Stop there. Stop there. I am a servant of the Lord. I have been commissioned by God. I need more of you. I need you here. Don't go there. Stay here. You move. Stay. Don't go. Stand. Stop there. Breaking the cycle. Joshua broke the cycle.
Joshua
stopped the sun. He stopped the moon.
There's
never been a day like that day that a man spoke and the sun and the moon obey his voice. Joshua broke the cycle.
Joshua,
my brother, my sister, we have been commissioned. We have been called. We have been anointed. We have been placed to break the cycle.
Amen.
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 You can break the cycle. There was a man called Elijah.
In Elijah.
He said, no rain.
And akuna mvura ichana.
No dew.
Hapana dova.
Till I call for it.
Ini ndari dana.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Elijah said,
Elijah,
now,
yes, you know,
let there be rain. And there was rain. Abraham and Sarah broke the cycle one day.
Abraham aka misa muweza wezinu rimezwa.
It has ceased to be with them as husband and wife.
Taka zamira kwa wari kuti vachiita mwana semurume nemudzimai.
But the Bible says.
As Bible rinoti.
Abraham by faith.
Abraham nekutenda.
He broke that cycle.
Aka misa muweza
wezinu. Even though Sarah was past the age of giving birth.
Kunyange Sarah anga atopfuurira zera rekubereka.
Even though he himself was weak.
Kunyange iye anga aine utera.
It has ceased to be with them as husband and wife.
Asisina mbeu yekuti achikwanisa kuita vana.
But by faith.
Asine kutenda.
Abraham believed the word.
Abraham
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The prophet said, "I take Sarah to the doctor."
Prophet Ano Tango, I'm going to Sarah kuna chiremba.
Let's go and see the doctor.
Zimai andega kuna kaino.
And they went to the doctor.
Akaenda kuna kaino.
Hello, doctor.
We have zokuna chiremba.
So, old Abraham.
Yes, name Mutana Abraham.
It's a long time.
Ango ayareba.
Do you still believe that your church and your message?
So you are strong more than
ever before.
In fact,
we are here because of something.
Yes, no, we are
expecting a baby. My wife. We are expecting a baby. And the doctor, man, huh? You say what?
Guy,
you are expecting what?
A
baby?
Mwana.
Oh, Abraham.
Abraham.
Are you joking? He said, no. He's not joking. It's reality. I'm talking
about.
Doctor said, okay, anyway.
Chinebaga, all right.
We have to do some lab tests.
Regatite my test at Chaita.
And how old are you anyway?
All right. Mane makore mangani?
I am about 90 years.
Andufunga ndakusika makore 90.
And your wife, she's about
8 years.
You are expecting what?
We are
expecting a baby.
In fact,
the baby will be called Isaac.
Okay, Isaac.
So you have the name already.
Oh,
yes.
Yes, Naro Sarake.
And they did a lab test.
99 years.
99 years.
We are 89.
And the doctor looked at the lab report.
Doctor, what is the result of Buddha Matis?
Everything was negative. Your wife womb is dead. And you yourself, you are impotent. And everything about you is. Doctor said, no good. Abraham said, thank you, doctor.
Abraham
it's no good to you. But it's good to me. He said, doctor, I appreciate you all right. But you know what? You are looking to a medical book. That was written by man. I am looking at the promise that was given by God, the creator of heaven and earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's about Abraham.
Abraham.
You know what? This thing that you are talking about, it has never happened. Those days are past. You know, I don't know when anybody at your age had a child. Abraham said, it might be past to you. But I am a believer. And because I am a believer, all things are possible. That the days of miracles.
There's
a miracle are still here.
Atiripo.
And there's a miracle
are
still here.
Atiripo.
He broke the cycle.
Aka misa muweza wesin.
Contrary to the medical science.
Sichipiki sana neza itauro anana chiremba.
Are you a believer?
Urimutendere.
You can break the cycle.
Unokwanisa kumisa muweza wesin.
The brother said,
Brother Anut,
it is not the size of the dog in the fight. It is the size of the fight in the dog. Oh, breaking the cycle. Somebody must break the cycle. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What about David?
David.
He broke the cycle.
I can miss him who is always in.
For 40 days, Goliath.
Goliath
was coming speaking against Israel.
Give me a man.
And everybody was afraid. And everybody was scared. But one day, There came a man. There came a boy.
Pakauya mukoma
that knew his God.
Aiziva mwari wake.
The Bible said,
Bible not,
they that knew their God,
avo vanoziva mwari wavo,
shall do exploits.
Vachaita mabasa makuru.
They will break the cycle.
Vachamisa mweza wezinu.
They will turn things around.
Vachashandura zinu.
Those that knew their God,
avo vanoziva mwari wavo.
And when David came,
David pakauya.
There came the Philistine.
Pakauya mufilistia uya.
Goliath.
Goliath. Ainzi Goliath.
And he stood there.
Akamira ipapo.
Are you not Israelite?
Imi mwana wa Israeli.
Am I not a Philistine?
Andisi mufilistia here.
Give me a man.
Dipei murume.
And they ran away.
Voti zavano wanda.
But one day,
asiri mezuva.
He made that boast.
Akatova chidaro.
The years of the wrong person.
Apa zanzuka nemuna asiri.
Somebody that knew his God.
Mumuna zamari wake.
And he said, what?
Akatichi.
What are you saying?
Arikutigo.
What did that man say?
Muruma atigo.
He wanted a man to fight. No, I will fight this man.
And don't wanna you.
I will fight him.
Don't wanna
and I will kill him.
And not to mura.
Breaking the cycle.
Put nimura mu esa wezi.
No, you can't do it because.
Aiwa, au kanzo kusita.
That man Goliath.
Uyu Goliath.
He's a strong man.
Ah, muna ane simba.
He said. He's a troublesome demon.
Ah, demon rukuneta.
He's a killer demon.
Ah, demon uraya.
There is no cure to that disease.
Apana mushonga wechirwere ichi.
David said.
David akati.
My God heals all diseases.
Mwari wangu anopotsa zvirwere zvese.
My God can change any situation.
Mwari vanokwanisa kushandura mamirape.
My God is able.
Mwari wangu anogona.
My God will deliver him to me.
Mwari vachamupa maoko
angu. And I will kill him.
Ndomu uraya uyu.
Amen.
Amen.
Listen, brothers.
Say it right.
We are in a battle.
Tirimu hondo.
But I want to say to you,
asinoda kuti kwamuri.
It is not 1-1 draw. It is not 0-0 draw.
Aisi 0-0 draw.
It is 1-0 against the devil.
Isu takatokunda Satan ine 1-0.
No equalizing.
Apana draw.
No draw game.
Apana draw.
No draw game.
Apana draw.
No draw match.
Apana draw.
No draw match.
Apana draw.
We are the winners.
Saka winner.
We are the winners.
Saka winner.
We are born to break the cycle.
Saka bereka kuti
tikupure. We are born to defeat Satan.
Saka bereka kukunda Satan.
Know who you are.
Zira kuti uriani.
Know who you are.
Zira kuti uriani.
Know who you are.
Zira kuti uriani.
You can break the cycle.
Unokwanisa kudimura muweza wezvinhu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Saul said to David, no, don't try
it.
Don't try that man. I know the man. We were mates in military academy. We were together. And that man, he had excellent.
Distinction.
Everywhere he went. From his youth.
Distinction.
But he didn't know. This is another youth. This is another youth. This is another youth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is another youth. That had his own degree. He has killed a lion. He has killed a bear. It's a man. It's a boy. That knew his God. He broke the cycle. He killed a lion with his bare hands. He killed a bear with his bare hands. He broke the cycle. You can break the cycle. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can break the cycle. David said, I will kill this man.
David akati ndomuraya Goliath.
And he went forward.
Akaenda mberi.
It's the 40th day.
Angana zvareti 40.
He said the man is finished already.
Hanzi murume atopedza kare.
40 is the number of temptation, judgment.
Zvareti 40 atoparara murume atotongwa.
This man is already judged.
Atotongwa kare.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I want you to take note of this.
Ndati mubate izvi.
David went forward.
David akaenda mberi.
He broke the invisibility of Goliath.
The Goliath
that everybody was afraid of.
Munhu wese aitwa na Goliath.
Just use a stone to kill that.
Akangoshandisa dombo kumuuraya.
Just a stone.
Kadombo chete.
One little stone.
Katombo kadiki diki.
One little stone.
Katombo kadiki diki.
Hey, Don't be afraid.
Usajke.
Believe the word.
Tenda shoko.
One little stone.
Kadomba kadiki.
And it broke the cycle.
Akadimbura muweza.
And I want you to take note of this.
Dola kuti mubate izvi.
The men that were afraid before.
Varume vakambenga vachitya Goliath.
The anointing that was upon David.
Chizoro chakachiri pana David.
The leader.
Mutungamiri.
The commander.
Mutungamiri.
The captain.
Mutungamiri.
That went forward.
Akaenda mberi.
The anointing.
Chizoro.
That was upon David.
Chakachiri pana David.
Came upon the church.
Akaenda pamachechi yese.
The men that were afraid. The men that were taken hostage. The men that were besieged. When David broke the seal.
David
when
Goliath.
He broke that seal.
Pagas,
when he moved forward. When he
stopped
Goliath.
Goliath.
Those men.
Barume
came under the same anointing.
Came
under the same spirit. And they ran after the Philistines. And they destroyed the Philistines. The anointing.
Chizoro.
Upon the messenger
Changachiripa
in every age,
where Chizoro,
the anointing
Chizoro.
Upon the messenger
Pamutuma.
Comes upon the believer,
Chinoyaba Watendi.
The anointing
Chizoro.
Upon Luther,
Changachiripa na Luther.
Was upon the believer,
Changachiripa Watendi.
The anointing
Chizoro.
Upon Wesley,
Changachiripa na Wesley.
Came upon the believer,
Changachiripa Watendi.
The anointing
Chizoro.
Of William Branham,
William Branham.
It's upon the bride today. It is the eagle's anointing
Chizoro.
It is the fearless anointing
Chizoro.
The same Holy Ghost that was upon Christ came upon the disciples. It's upon the church today. The same Holy Ghost to break the cycle. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, let's take this character in the Bible. When you read about these characters, it's for us to know. As we refer to this character, for us to know, this is our day. This is our hour. It is not David's day. It is not
Abraham.
It is my day. It is your day. It is your hour. In Judges chapter 3, there was a man called
Shamgar.
There was a man called
Shamgar.
The Bible said that man,
Bible,
there was nothing much written about him. But Brother Branham said,
as Brother Branham,
the little that was written about him
is
good for us. Shamgar said, he was a Jew. He was a farmer. And he made his farm.
Said,
every harvest time, the Philistines will come.
They
are enemies.
After
they have labor and labor, they will just come. Pack everything. They are labor, everything.
They
are fruit, they are everything. And that year, it was harvest time. And Shamgar stood there. He thought about the whole thing.
Said,
what is all this thing? Can we continue to labor and labor? God don't plan for you to labor in vain. God wants us to eat the fruit of our labor. So
Amen.
That we can give praise to God.
Kuti titende nekurumbidza Mwari.
Hey, Shamgar stood there.
Shamgar akamira.
He said, look at my wife. Look at my
children.
I've not even been able to buy clothes for her.
Look at
how she has become. We have labored together in the family. Look at where she is today. With this
Philistines
come. And if they come, what am I going to do? Because these Philistines are armed.
You go to a Philistia, one is zombo.
Truthfully, they are armed.
But so God, one is zombo.
They are fighters.
Are we?
They plan to do it.
Baruk to ronga kuto tuera zinzedu.
And Brother Branham said,
Brother Branham not.
When he looked through the windows,
Baga tarisa nepa window.
They are coming again.
Baruku yawa Philistia.
So there they come again.
Oh, oyo yawa sakari.
And the holy indignation of God
came
upon him.
And he looked
around.
And
he looked at his family.
And he
looked at the enemy.
He said,
not this
year.
He said, not this
year.
Not today.
He
said, not today.
He
said, this day. There will be a change.
He said,
this day.
Nasi.
I am ready to die. He said, this cycle, this cycle must be broken. He said, this day, in the name of the Lord, this cycle must be broken. And as he stood there, he saw the Philistines coming and marching. And he said, God, why? Why all these things? And God said, why? Why all these things?
Says.
Why have you allowed it? You are the one. Don't blame me. Don't question me. Blame yourself. Are you not a Jew? Are you not circumcised? Are you not called? Are you not a believer? Have I not given the promise that one of you touches 1,000? Two of you shall put 10,000 to flight.
10,000.
It is in the word. Go and read it. It is there. The promises cannot be broken. They are yea. They are amen. My word can never fail. What are you doing with the word? What are you doing with the promise? What are you doing with the word? What are you doing with the promise? Don't blame God. God said, please don't blame me. Don't blame me. I have given you the promise. I stand on my promise. It depends on you. What are you going to do? But God, why can't you stop there? You can stop there. Because footprints means possession. You can stop
them.
You got a power.
Une simba.
Didn't you read that Joshua stopped the
sun? Joshua
and Joshua stopped them all?
Joshua
this is your day. And he stood there. And he looking at them. Are you not a Jew?
I was a Jew.
But I don't know how to fight.
And you don't know what I'm saying.
He said, you don't need to know how to fight. You just know to believe God. You just need to believe God. You just have to take God at His word. As He begins to meditate upon the word, the faith muscles begin to grow. I am a Jew. I am circumcised. Hallelujah. And God said, what about the soul of your face that God? I gave it to you. Said,
they
are coming again. But
Shamgar,
he drew a red line.
He
said, maybe they are going somewhere else. But if they cross this red line, then it is war. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If they cross this red line, if they ever cross this red line, so I am not a soldier, but I am a believer. I am a Jew. I am circumcised. I am in the covenant. I am a son of God. He said, today, this cycle will be broken. My family will be free. My people will be free. This cycle will be broken. Brothers and sisters, you can break the cycle. You can break the cycle. Brother, you can break it. Sister, you can break it. No matter what has been, no matter what has happened, in the years gone by, in the days gone by, in the months gone by, No matter what has happened, this is a new day. This is a new day. This is your day. This is your hour to break the cycle. And Shamgar, he saw them coming. I don't even have a sword. And these people have sword. I don't have a spear. I don't have anything. I'm just a farmer. But remember, whatever you lay your hands upon, shall be blessed. Shall be blessed. David used a stone. David used a stone to King Goliath. I can use a stick. And then he found a stick. And he took that stick of God. It's a stick with a metal at the end of it. And these were armed Philistines. And they were just coming confidently. Shamgar's word for us again. We're going to take everything away, man. This is for us, man.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. It was a wrong day for them. It was a wrong day. It was a time to break the cycle. And Shamgar was ready to break the cycle. And he jumped from his window with a stick in his hand against 600 men.
Never 600.
And he stood before them. What are you doing here? You are trespassers. You are trespassers here. You are trespassers. This is my inheritance. This is my property. This is my land. What are you doing here? I come against you in the name of the God of Israel. And with the stick in his hand, he slay all of them. He beat them down. He beat them like babies. And nobody escaped. He killed the 600 men.
You can break the cycle.
Today, whatever cycle, whatever abnormality, whatever is wrong, whatever you have been struggling with, whatever have been your opponent, what have been trespassing on your life, your property, your health, your spiritual growth, your inheritance, this is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day that the Lord has made for you to rejoice. For you to rejoice. For you to rejoice. For you to break the cycle. For you to be saved. For you to be delivered. For you to get the Holy Ghost. For you to be baptized with the Holy Ghost. For you to be healed. For you to be delivered. For you to be loosed. This is the day. This is the day. To break the cycle. Jesus is here. The captain is here. The Lord is here. Our Savior is here. You can break the cycle. This is your day. Not tomorrow. This day. This hour. Whatever be the cycle. Why don't stand on your feet? Why don't go to prayer? Why don't you pray? Why don't you call upon the name of the Lord? You can break the cycle. Whatever the cycle, may God be with you. May God bless you.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.